Would you group yourself, two or three of you, gather together? Just share just one simple prayer request or just one thing that you want someone to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being so participating. And I know the time is a little over. Shall I spend a little more time? A little more time, yeah. I'm sorry for not keeping on time, but this is the last. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. So God hears us. And we hear also from the Lord, and not only through a supernatural way, but also through each other, because we are the body of Christ, and the Spirit of God is in us, the one same Spirit, that we can hear from our God through each other. And the third theme is, I see you. If you can turn to Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 23, and chapter 28, 18 to 20, let me read this so that we can go a little quicker. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. When I read Matthew from the beginning until the end, it was so striking how in the genealogy, in the very first chapter of Matthew, in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, usually in ancient Eastern custom, when somebody write about genealogy of someone or lineage of someone, it's kind of for royal family. If you are a kingly line, they write genealogy. If you are somebody, they write genealogy. But it's very interesting, no woman had made entrance in that genealogy. It's seldom or not at all. But in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, his genealogy, there are five women included. And those women are not just ordinary women. Some are Gentiles. Some are not part of God's people. But the plan of our God, who is the Savior of this world, he included all the Gentiles, all the weak, all the sick, and all the sinners together in his royal lineage and royal genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was so amazed to see how Jesus' birth has been prophesied in the Old Testament that he will be called Emmanuel. And Jesus himself, in the end of the book, Matthew 28, says exactly the same prophecy. I am with you. I am Emmanuel. I am God who has been prophesied. And that's amazing self-exposure. The scripture clearly talks about our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our God in flesh. If we read John, Gospel of John, this is so true. John repeats it again and again and again. Well, let me quote a little bit from John. What Jesus said in verse 9, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Chapter 10, verse 30, I and my Father are one. Chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And Jesus asks Father to send another helper, the Holy Spirit, which happens in chapter 14, to be with us forever. Doesn't it sound familiar? To be with us forever, Emmanuel. And the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and to remind us all that Jesus said and done. Sometimes in the midst of our lives, busy, routine, and you know, repeating things again and again. Sometimes if I write my papers, do my studies, Lord, again, I'm writing again. Well, study again, school again. Probably you might feel the same way, work again. Well, I have to go to office again. Well, I have to go to church again. But we have to be mindful of the one whom we are serving. The Jesus Christ that we believe in, Jesus Christ that we have in our heart, that the Holy Spirit in us is God of all creation, is God who is supreme, is God who is so big, bigger than any problem, bigger than any suffering in our lives, bigger than anything else, anything in this universe. And such big God is our God, is my God, is our personal God, intimate God. If we talk to him honestly, even in our sufferings, he hears us. He can do something for us. And how much more in our mundane, our routine life, if we acknowledge him, if we confess to him, if we sing the songs of praise to him, if we express our love to him, how much more he would respond to us? How much more he would come near to us? How much more he would fill us with his presence? So it is my personal encouragement to myself and also exaltation of our Lord in the midst of this beautiful Chinese Christian church that let us come to our Lord Jesus Christ. In every circumstance, let us come. 1 Peter 5:7 says, bring all our concerns, bring all our cares, bring all our anxiety before the Lord and cast them down for our God, our Lord, carries for us. Let us be encouraged. Let us be humble enough to acknowledge to God, God, I bring this thing before you because, well, although I know I cannot do something about this, but you are able. You are bigger than any problem that I have. Let us remember also his promise that he is God who is Emmanuel, God, God with us until the end of the age. Even in the history of Israelites, God was there. Even in our present time, right now, God is with us. And even in the future, when Christ comes again, he will be with us. Let us acknowledge his promise and believe in his promise that he is Emmanuel, God. And as we see our Lord in our lives in that way, if we believe that our God is our master of my life, our Lord of my life, and the people around us will see our God through me, through you, through our lives. It will become living testimony to those who are around us. Well, there's something different in this guy. There's something that is extraordinary with this person. Well, he might not look as pretty as I am or as handsome as I am. I don't know. But there's something else with this person. That I'm pretty sure as much as we see our Lord, as we acknowledge him, believe in him, and live according to our faith, and the people around us will see God as well through us, through you. So this is encouragement for all of us that let us reflect, let us mirror our Lord Jesus Christ's character, his words, his commandment in our lives, so that people will know and see the fruits in our lives and know that God is alive. That our God that we are serving is really alive. He's living God. So as I conclude the message this morning, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to share about a little bit about my life and a little bit about what I believe in, a little bit about the fruit of my study as well. But my greatest privilege here is to meet you and see you because we are one body of Christ. We are one church in the same Lord, in the same Spirit. And we are serving the same God. And we pretty much know and acknowledge the same presence of our God in the midst of us. This is not just one Sunday, special Sunday or special service, but this is everyday life. We acknowledge him. We welcome him. We confess our faith to him. We express our emotions. We express things before him in songs, in prayers, in our actions to each other, in our building a relationship with one another here. So shall we all stand up? Shall we, before we close, let us sing this song of our confession, song of acknowledging him as our Lord.
The hour I first believed. chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rained, unending love, amazing grace.
The Lord has promised.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing. Yeah.
For the last time, my chains are gone.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rain, unending love, amazing grace.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Lord God, we thank you so much for today. We honor you, we praise you, and we come before you with our thanksgiving. We acknowledge you, God, you are supreme God. Lord, we know you, you know us. Lord, we hear you, you hear us. Lord, we see you in our life, and you see us as well and the world. Lord, we come before you with our humble heart today. Receive our heart of worship and minister to every each one of us, and shine your glory and shine your light upon every aspect of our lives as we want to be determined to live for your glory and to lift our lives to honor you and to worship you in whatever we do, wherever we go, whomever we meet. We glorify your name, O God. You are worthy to receive all our honor and worship and our adoration and our love. We love you, we honor you, and bless this fellowship, every each part of this church. We thank you for calling us as your body. We thank you for calling each one of us so unique and so special in every way, that we want to be a faithful part of this body. Give us, Holy Spirit, more strength and wisdom and deliverance, breakthrough, anointing, and blessings overflowing in everyone's life, that we may confess and we may testify your goodness and your faithfulness in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name, the church says, amen, amen.
Since we're running a little bit behind on time, we're going to do something a little bit different with our offering. So we've put an offering box in the back, and as you depart, Just as we've worshiped in song and in word and in prayer, I ask that you worship in sacrificial giving through our tithes and our offering by dropping your offering in that box there. I'm going to ask Don to come up for a benediction. If you want to talk to Chaplain Don or DJ or Hannah afterwards, they'll stand in the back, or you could also find them downstairs for lunch.
I'm going to ask DJ and his mom to go to the back now. Yeah, right now. You guys go. So if people want to say hi, they can do that. I do want to make an observation, though. How many of you live in the D.C. area? Right? You know what traffic is? How long do you spend in traffic normally a week? It's a long time, right? So it's not a big deal if we have a service that goes over a little bit, is it? It happens on occasion. And I think that actually this has been a blessing, so I'm just very thankful for DJ and his mom who are here today. So I'm going to go ahead and say the benediction, and when I do, please depart. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the ministry of the Word of God. Thank you that your kingdom extends and is all over this world, in Korea and China and the United States, and we have an opportunity to hear the ministry from people that are disciples and followers of you. And so, Lord, I ask your blessing upon this congregation. Bless the food and the fellowship downstairs. And, Lord, I pray that each of us will reflect upon the words of this message this morning. Now, go in the peace and the love of the Creator of the universe, Lord Jesus Christ. Walk with him this week and be a blessing to someone's life, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you all.